listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House baby. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
And yes, here we are. Here we are today on the show. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, V. And I'm also joined by my co-host. We have Rob D here.
Hiya, folks.
And we also have Eilish D'Avalon.
Hello, everyone. Lovely to be with you again.
Excellent. Hey, yes. What a show that we're going to have. Rob has some things on his agenda, and I know better than to get in the way of that. I'm very excited to talk about the information that he's bringing to the show today. But first, I've gotta poke fun. I've gotta bust the scrapes here for a second. I'm going to bring up that whacked out conspiracy about the immortals, okay? The these people who resurface throughout history, and it's the same person over and over and over. For example, you've seen the Keanu Reeves pictures with several other people throughout history and how they look exactly the same. I'm going to call Rob out. I'm going to say he's the basis of Queen. He's the bass player of Queen.
It depends how much weight I have on B. You know, I could look like John Belushi too if I have a few more pounds. But you know, when I see some of these lookalikes going back in time, I have a silly thought about them too, because I've seen those pictures you're referring to. You know, I could say like this. You know how they say, like, when they made Robert Deutsch, they broke the mold. Well, when they made some people, they didn't. That's all I got to say about that.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
There's what I think about that. It's a question we all want an answer to. That's for sure. There's a political answer. But while I've got your attention, I want to talk about last night's show a little bit. In something I did to preserve dignity of people, I left the show in mid progress because it was going to cause me to stamp on the oneness of Christian listeners that their oneness is important too, just as mine is. And when I asked a question about something or a statement, and I quoted literal pretty much from the Bible about what happened, a good synopsis, I was called a blasphemer in that I was going to be sent to hell. And well, that's really doesn't really represent a Christian value to me, such control method as has been, we point out on these shows so often. So for before I was going to just sit there and trash tit for tat with things in a lower 3D behavior that would also you would find offensive by the mere topic of me talking about it. I just chose to preserve dignity of all and just bowed out for the evening. So, you know, forgive me for doing that or praise me for doing that, but I had to do what I have to do. I walk my truth. So that's one of the things I wanted to say. You know? Sorry, V. I do have my scruples.
Well, listen, everybody has their triggers, okay? And I know, Eilish, for example, there was something alluded to. I didn't have a chance to talk to you. There's something alluded to you being burned in your past lives. So this was something that was very tragic, traumatizing for you, and I'm very, I'm taken aback by that, and should not have Pat's gone through that, but, you know, here we are.
I just wanted to say that I was triggered a little bit by the fire and brimstone, and I'm a recovering Catholic for everyone listening, and so I've awoken to the true nature of what's underneath the Vatican and what goes on behind closed doors, and I don't want to offend anybody's faith, but there was some dogma that is like a mind control program that I've really worked hard to undo in my life, B, and mm-hmm. and Mike and everyone listening. And so for me, it was just like I can't be in this frequency. This frequency burnt me in a past life. This is toxic for me. So for me, it was just triggering because I felt it was quite medieval, and I tried to bring up some valid points about the Book of Enoch, the Book of Thomas, and the Book of Mary Magdalene. All were deleted and not included in the final scripture edit. And King James was also the man who wrote the book on demonology. So for me, it was like, you know, and inserting the extra Book of Revelations on the end of the Bible, which is for me, from my research, with all respect to everybody's beliefs, the Book of Revelations is actually like a handbook of what's happening right now with the mark of the beast. So the whole talk about the Bible, you know, being the one and only word, I'm like, well, what about the words that were left out, you know? So for me, and the words that were edited out, such as the notion that even Jesus spoke about reincarnation. And so these are the topics that, you know, are very deeply sensitive to some people, and I realise that I might be triggering some people, and I apologise for that. But this is just from my experience, both in this life and in past ones. I've just got a bit of an issue. I don't have an issue with God. God and I are good, and Jesus and I are good. It's the dogma of the institution of the church that I have an issue with. So I just wanted to clarify that. I dropped an F-bomb, you know, because I was feeling really triggered and vulnerable yesterday, but I'm really happy to be back and warmly welcome to, you know, and to come to an understanding with my fellow broadcasters just where I was coming from. So thanks for listening. But Rob, you had some interesting perspectives on this too, and I'd love to hear you further.
Well, I do, you know, B, you said you wanted to do a spiritual show sometime. So I think as your big surprise tonight, exactly. That's what we're going to do tonight. Because it's a topic I know.
With something like that, exactly.
Let's just continue what we're talking about. I think it's very important that for us to unify as a species of humans, we need to set aside petty things and get down to the core of what's important in what we are as souls. You know, what is your soul? Your soul is constantly threatened in various books of judgment, you know, of major religions. And to me, you can't find your soul in a book. You can only find it in yourself. It is you. It is why you're here. It is for you to give it another chance to do tasks that you assigned to yourself before you came here. You came here losing memory of self, but with a goal of finding yourself while you're here. That's why you often hear that phrase, I have to find myself. But really, you're just getting in touch with all your memories, not just with, you know, mitochondrial cellular memory of a family line with alcoholic people in it that makes you predisposed to diseases. I'm talking about your soul group, your soul tribe. And as we head into this spiritual fight that's going on, it's very important now that we know who we are as people. Know yourself very much and try not to be lowered into the games of this 3D reality and play along with it, because everybody's got a different spiritual belief and that's their oneness. So we have to let them have that belief. It's okay. You don't have to go sit in church on a Sunday with them. You can do what you want. You know, I'll give you an example left on the Waltons. John Walton did not go to church. Would you think John Walton was going to be condemned to hell? Do you think he was a bad man? I thought he led a very good and fulfilled life as he was portrayed on that television show, just to use TV, because, you know, they use it as programming, and we can use that as examples to unprogram as well by pointing things out. And I'm here to do very specific tasks. Everybody has a task. And I'll tell you, I have to spread truth like this, and I have to be honest. I got to do whatever the universe puts in front of me each day, whatever task. There's always going to be a reason, and I don't doubt it, that by the end of the day, I'll sit back and see how I fulfilled something that didn't have anything to do with myself, you know, a helping or doing something where I didn't reap any benefit. And I think our lives have gotten so far away from that. And to me, that's the spirituality people need to get back in touch with and start realizing that there's more to this world than this matrix that is portrayed to you, that has been manifested against your oneness, doing things like what's going on with the vaccines worldwide and the lock and downs. You know, this is not your oneness. You just want to get along. You want honesty, transparency, and people not trying to get over on each other. It's too much of that. And to me, to have to go into a building and listen to somebody tell me I'm a bad person and I'm going to be condemned to a place that's actually worse than here, to me is a magical curse. And words carry great power, and I take them very seriously as an actual attack on my metaphysical body, because I believe all of us have great gifts. Every single one of us has a great gift that may have been quelled at some time through schools and various institutions of depersonalization. So I just wish people would tolerate each other more. Let each other be. Don't threaten me with hell. I'm not sitting in your church. I'm not donating into your plate. You know, that was a very out of line behavior. It doesn't say well for the entire religion's concept as a whole, if that's how you treat people. What if I was on the fence, right? You know, take this hypothetically, and I was thinking maybe, you know, Christianity might be the road for me after talking to a lot of y'all. And I was actually got a reverend here, and I was going to ask him some questions, and he treats me this rudely. All he did is portray himself as everything that I ever seen as wrong with organized religion. So I'll hand that off. I'll throw the ball in the air, see who grabs it.
Well, it's most definitely wonderful to have you both back. It's just one of those things. You get triggered. And speaking of being triggered, I just want to throw this out there. There was, oh boy, I should have pinpointed the article. Different governing bodies, for governing meetings, they are banning applauses. So, like, city councils and things like that, because it's triggering people. You get triggered from an applause? What's going on here?
Yes. Yes, I received an award one time, and I was standing on the stage, and people were applauding me. And I looked down, I found myself applauding, too. Yes. Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
North Lincolnshire Homes Group of the Year. Out of all of North Lincolnshire, we won that for neighborhood work.
Congratulations.
You know? Yeah, I'm proud of that. Got a park. Got an issue brought all the way from my local neighborhood all the way to Prime Minister's questions, and then got the result I wanted.
So you agree that's a good thing. We would
any time I can actually see government that I can affect something on instead of it seeming totally owned, it, to me, is a very good thing. It shows me that there are ways to get what you want. You got to be ever so persistent.
Well, I mean, with this whole trigger thing, with the applause.
Well, triggered. I wasn't triggered by this guy. I felt a need to defend my body.
No.
I was not triggered
at all.
That's
not what I'm saying, but...
I'm misinterpreting you, then.
I just... Throwing out the triggered... Everybody
to me means something different.
Yeah, you and me both. I really hate that people have adopted that terminology, social justice warriors.
Triggered is like the lady in the red dress walks by and you've become the Manchurian candidate. But, you know, you do your job. Monarch. That to me is triggered. Or
exactly.
Yeah, there's so many ways it's triggered, like I say.
Well, you have some info for us today, Rob. I kind of want you to take the lead. You had a lot of research that we spoke about earlier.
Well, I've got lots of stuff in the pipeline. I wouldn't mind going over some of the information that Eilish and I did on a webcast that still hasn't been released yet. And I think the information is very pertinent to now. And are you game for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important because we're going to be bringing up the you know, what we all are discovering here on Red Pill and throughout the alternative media world, which is that, you know, Sydney Powell has, you know, announced that she's going to release the Kraken. And so we wanted to look at what that was with all the Dominion scandal and all the hammer and what was it? thank you. And, yes, so, you know, we've been looking at, you know, what is the definition of that? What is this monstrosity that she's talking about releasing? And then we went down a bit of a rabbit hole because we found, of course, the supercomputer, the Kraken supercomputer, that's related to tracking in real time all the voter fraud that happened, you know, with the unrealistic results coming in at 4 a.m., you know, the big dumps, data dumps and things like that. And that's all coming out now, and that's going to continue to come out. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, you know, is one of the ones that are really championing that, you know, and calling that out amongst others. But the other thing is that we found this other Kraken, and it's really interesting because this is where it gets really scary, guys, because as many of you know, I'm very much a pro-Republican. If I was a voter in America, I'm here in Australia, and so I'm very proud to be here in Republican Broadcasting Network because I share the same philosophies. But we did find something quite disturbing, and that was that there is, you know, as part of the COVID testing vaccine, the COVID testing PCR test, that there's no definitive PCR test that can individually track the specific virus known as COVID-19. but what it is collecting is DNA, and this is being loaded up on a DNA supercomputer that's basically like ancestry DNA, like if you know you were doing the genealogy thing, and you're handing over your DNA to a data bank, and these guys are collecting it on the guise of, you know, public health and all that kind of thing. But it's going into a central database. And here's the scary thing, guys. Now, we know that China is very much, you know, is involved, and we know that Bill Gates is involved, and we know that Pfizer is involved, and, you know, we know there's certain corporations that are weaving into this story. And the other thing is that if they've got all our DNA, they know exactly who we are and who we belong to, what clan, what tribe, what star colony, if you like. And they also can tell who's got the right bone marrow, who's got the perfect kidney. And there is a big organ harvesting market, as we know, in China. So I'll pass it over to you, Rob, but I just wanted to introduce the concept of Kraken and the magnitude.
I'm going to add to this now. I'll be referring to the two Krakens as military and genetics, DNA, okay? The DNA computer is located in Trump Tower, okay? It can analyze around 40 million samples an hour. This is not taking forever to get your results. So they will know who to target and when. And this information can then be put on a microchip. Trump's son-in-law owns 666 Madison Avenue, which has a company that makes the chip. And I'm going to leave you with that thought as we go to commercial break.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Yes, you're back. And we're back for a short segment. So, Rob, hit the ground running.
Yeah, but I was just alluded to the fact that 666 Madison Avenue holds the research and development part of the RFID chip and has been doing that for nearly a decade. It's that building is owned by Donald Trump's son-in-law, Kushner. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. Justin, I think, is his first name, something like that. But either way, I could give all sorts of labels to his name, but I'm just going to stick to the facts. And he owns that building and also housed in that building at 666 Madison Avenue. See, there's your Mark of the Beast number being used to scare people or fulfill prophecy in advance. They buy a building right there with these address numbers. So anyhow, it also housed there is a supercomputer D-Wave called Lucille Cipher. If you say the names quickly, it's Lucifer, and it's been running steadily in the background of every computer program on this planet now for about 6-7 years, just learning who we are, what we are, what we do, and they expect it to become self-aware in 2025, and a lot of agendas culminate around that day. So I'm going to allude that. Now, I'm going to go to military. Military Kraken is a program. From what I see, from the official things given out that you can read out, it says it specifically hunts down new websites that where people are gathering you know, because whether it was to cover votes or whether it's because people are suddenly making websites and including VPNs, the access through that whole network of VPNs, they can crack them off according to their own data that they sell for this program. And it can do many, many things. It's not only just can analyze that, it can analyze every bit of data on this planet that's gone through and stored up at the NSA. You know, it's supposed to be a war program, but there's been a war on the American people for a very long time. U.S. soil has been at war, is a battleground. So they could use this anytime. And I fear it's going to be used against the American people. And what advice is coming for, you know, from that released CIA agent that got pardoned by Trump recently, advising him openly to declare martial law and have a new election, is kind. I don't know if you've heard that rumor going around, but I've checked the date that actually was said. I can verify that information, but Donald Trump didn't say it. There's a rumor going around, so I was vetting that. Now, this computer could be hunting down all our information right now, so they know who to arrest. Who are the anti-vaxxers? Because there's a war out for us right now. They're hunting down them people. It is. I'm a bit nervous because I go a bit hard on that issue, even tonight, when I did a live feed earlier. I ain't been to bed yet. The guy upstairs was making too much noise. I couldn't sleep. So it's another one of those nights. So I'll hand that back off. So they can hunt us down using this information. It's not just for deep state. And if they were going to declare martial law, would they give 24 hours notice? That's not a very Sun Tzu move. So, you know, is that the warning for the deep state to go to the bunkers? You know, I do wonder these things when I see stuff come under my eyes of that sort. But I can verify it was said, but not by Donald Trump. So I'll hand it back off to you to talk more about the genetics tying in with that military one, because we're going to bring them all together.
Yeah. Sure. So basically, there's a screenshot here that I've got that I'm just having trouble sending on Skype, but I just wanted to read out some highlighted bits here. And I have sent some links to the producer here for links so that we can all refer to them as well. The Kraken is a system for assigning taxonomic labels to short DNA sequences, usually obtained through metagenomic studies. Now, let me just get up the big words there. The taxonomic labels, it's basically a genetic term, okay? It's just in regards to the DNA sequences. So it's a system for, you know, to label and categorize your DNA, basically, that is gathered through the metagenomic studies. Meta means great and genomic is gene, right? So it's basically about the mass data collection that is going on with this COVID testing, right? It says that, and as you said, Rob, it's 4 million reads per minute on a single core. So it's not over 900 times faster than MegaBlast and over 11 times faster than the abundance estimation program MetaFi-An. Now, what's highlighted here in the article that I wanted to share was Kraken's accuracy is comparable with MegaBlast with slightly lower sensitivity and very high precision. Kraken is written in C++ and Perl and is designed for use with the Linux operating system, and it can also be run under a Mac OS system. So this is about the computer program that is mapping the genes on a mass scale. I mean, that's frightening in itself, right? Now, in regards to the computational resources needed to build a Kraken database, it says here this contains only 2.7 of Khmer's of the original database. Okay, but here's the interesting word here: dust masked mini Kraken. How's that? That's actually dust masked mini Kraken DB4 gigabytes, 2.9 gigabytes. This 4 gigabyte database constructed from dust masked bacterial, archaeal, and viral genomes in refuse sequence as of October 18, 2017.
You are tuned in.
Basically, this is already.
We're out of record already.
Okay, no worries. We'll be back soon.
We're already there.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We are back, and Rob D and Eilish, oh, what a presentation they have for us today. I'm soaking it all in and connecting the dots with some of my own research. But yes, I would love it if you guys continue on. Go ahead.
Yeah, so before the commercial break, we were talking about the big microprocessor that is the supercomputer that is running this whole metagenome data collection project that is basically mapping humanity's genome through the false flag of COVID testing. Okay, guys, so this is really serious. So if any of y'all have lined up for COVID tests and had that big thing shoved up your nose, into your nasal cavity there, just under your third eye, you're going to be on a database where they have your DNA preserved forever. It's quite concerning for many reasons. Not only do they have a DNA sample of you that they can make a clone out of you, but they can even grow an organ if somebody is a match somewhere that's got a lot of money, because there is organ harvesting going on as well. So they might want your heart one day, not just your kidney, you know? What are you going to do without a heart? So this is really concerning. So although on one hand we have you know, very exciting news about the supercomputer tracing all the voter fraud that's been going on, and that's going to all be brought out in evidence, and I'm cheering for that evidence to be brought forward and be heard by the Supreme Court and the appropriate arrests made and treason charges handed down and sentences as well. I look forward to seeing that process, or at least hearing about it. But we also need to bring the attention to our pro-vaccine agenda here, which is really, really concerning. Like here in Australia, our CEO, Alan Joyce, was approached by our COVID commissioner, Jane Holton, and she basically tapped him on the shoulder and said, right, for you to get your planes off in the air again, because Qantas is our international major airline, right, that basically everybody has to have a COVID vaccine passport now, a certificate of vaccination to fly internationally. So you can go and visit your loved ones abroad, but not without the vaccine, which, of course, as we know, contains the microchip too. Very concerning. And as Rob mentioned before, the DNA data collection is, the company is contained in, is housed in Trump Towers, which is concerning of itself. But we also see some other nefarious things too. So do check out the, you know, what we've been speaking about, and we will speak more about that in a minute. But just in relation to the Qantas airlines in Australia here, because what's happening here, or what's happening in England, or what's happening in any other part of the world where you're going, no way, that's the next stage. Watch carefully what happens, because it will be rolled out in a town near you very soon. Because Melbourne was very much the crash test dummy for the whole lockdown curfew, 5 kilometre radius that you can't move past, compulsory, you know, and of course we're part of this Resilient Cities program. But we've also got our major airline basically holding us to ransom here and saying, okay, well, you can go overseas, but you need a vaccine. You can get a job only if you've got a vaccine. You can go into the shop only if you get a vaccine. Do you see where we're going with this, guys? You can only eat and earn money if you've got a vaccine. Where does that leave us who don't want to ask good Christian people that don't want to take the mark of the beast? I don't want to take the mark of the beast. How many of you at home listening to this, or driving in their cars or wherever you are, how many of you really would knowingly take the mark of the beast, knowing what you know? And here's the thing. Like, when we look at, okay, so who runs, what is the audacity of Qantas to say this to the Australian people? Well, first of all, we have the you know, the big mama herself here, Jane Holton, telling him what to do to reopen his airline. Well, he's part of the Brotherhood too. You know, you don't get to a position like that without being part of the club. And then the plot thickens. So we have a look at Qantas Airlines, right, and their protocols for mandatory vaccination in order to fly. So I've been doing some research, because this is what I do every day, and I found some very interesting information. And surprise, surprise, oh, how the plot thickens. So follow me, boys and girls. Qantas Airlines was privatised in March 1993. That was when my younger son was born. British Airways buys a major stake of Qantas Airways, 25% at the time, worth $665 million. That's funny, isn't it? Just missed out on that six. Must have been bargained down. Yeah. British Airways is owned by International Airlines Group. International Airlines Group is one of the largest in the world and has 598 aircraft and carries 180 million people annually. Now, Qatar Airways owns International Airlines Group. So this is all how these corporations are tied together, because one owns the other, okay? So after purchasing an additional $600 million in shares in February 2020, coincidence? maybe not. The Qatari government is now 50% shareholder in Qatar Airways. Now, this is where it gets interesting. Qatar is off the coast of Saudi Arabia and is the richest oil nation in the world, right? And also it was when Qatar was governed by Emir. And now the Emir are the ruling class, the long family histories of leaderships and extreme wealth. So it's basically the elite there, right? The government is a de facto absolute monarchy. An absolute monarchy holds the supreme autocratic authority over its people, and they're not restricted or bound by conventional authority. They're not bound by written law, legislation or customs, and they pretty much do whatever they want, and they have the money to do it. And their wealth originates, as I said before, by oil production and sales. And the thing is, we've got this trace back because it gets more juicy, right? Because they do what they like, because they're big oil barons, okay? The Qatar Investment Authority takes stakes in vaccine manufacturer CureVac. CureVac, C-U-R-E-V-A-C, is making a COVID vaccine. Here we go. CureVac is designing the mRNA COVID-19 vaccine that will change our genetic makeup. There's the mark of the beast. Turning us all into genetically modified organisms or GMO beings, no longer human beings, no longer connected to our great spirit, our God, okay? It will remove our astral body. It will make us walking zombies, the walking dead. Bill Gates is the primary stakeholder and investor in CureVac. Surprise, surprise. Gates is friends with Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, the Emir of Qatar. It's amazing what a little research will reveal. Hey, guys, and now going full circle, do you see and understand why Qantas will require vaccines? There is a much larger picture here, and you must ask the questions, and you must ask why things are the way they are. You cannot just follow blindly. We need to look and do our homework, guys. Over to you, Rob, handballing it.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Kraken genetic, right, the gene one. So I've moved from a military facility over to just off Central Park, and I'm in Trump Tower. Now, this computer here has the ability to analyze DNA extremely fast. So once they get this thing honed in, they can build more of these around the world and even analyze more and more quickly. This is just one of the ones I'm aware of in this computer, you know, as the light got put on in the rabbit hole. So now I'm COVID tested worldwide, right? They want you to have it twice. They want you to swab twice to be able to get your golden ticket to walk around England is the proposal here. Within 2 weeks, you have to test negative. So that information get fed in and then create your, even a double check to make sure the computer's right. So your DNA could be encoded on a quantum dot tracking technology well invested in by Microsoft, Bill Gates, and Intel, and 666 Madison Avenue, as we jet across to that side of the street with the Lucille Cipher, that D-Wave computer. There's a lot of D-Wave computers around. You know, if you sell those things, you will sell them to people, and they can do very amazing amounts of calculations per second. That would just boggle your mind to even try to think about. So these things can make incredibly complex mathematical formulas and do many of those tasks all at the same time. So it'll become very easy for a tracking chip to be made for you in a quantum dot configuration unique to you, actually with DNA marker as your final identifier. Probably you'd also store a retina scan. And it could lead to a Gattaca-type society. You remember that movie? There was an elite class of people, and they were allowed to have children in control. And everywhere they went, they had their DNA checked. And one guy swapped with somebody, and he had to fake it. And he had to use the other guy's blood and stuff. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And I know the JWs the JWs listening to this will not be buying into that because they don't want to change their blood with anyone else's.
More rabbit hole. Now, this computer's information, knowing all our DNAs, also knows our DNA weaknesses. What diseases can be triggered in our bodies? How can we be attacked individually to do a cull, a thinning of a herd? So it allows, like, let's say, the targeting of Africans over in Africa, which have been, they bore a terrible brunt of Bill Gates's heinous vaccine, quick warp speed type releases of things. They paid a terrible price, and they want to totally depopulate that place so they could rape the land of all its minerals and resources. And just terrible to me, the attitude of the people that would do that. Like these hunters, they'll go over there. They would kill the last of being out there of a certain kind just to say they did it. You know, this type of mentality rather than nurture it. And this computer can be used that way. And in combination with the military Kraken, that can crack in on us. You can crack down on us big time because it not only can search for bad files and bad votes, that wouldn't take very long time for a D-Wave computer to go through and find anomalies on votes. You know, very limited, not even 400 million. How many? It would take maybe 5-6 seconds to do the entire population, 10 seconds, 300 million people. It's just that they're that fast and not all that many.
And Rob, I just wanted to add to that. For those of you who've been researching, like, the Third Reich in Nazi land, okay, you know that IBM, the computing system IBM, was actually started by the Nazis to track the Jewish families and the people with Jewish genetic heritage. It was all cards. It was all little cards. Everyone was carded and, you know, and they traced your grandmother and your grandfather. And that was the rudimentary genetic research that they were doing then to find and track the Jews. And this is a much more sophisticated, you know, modern day version. It's a very scary one too, because it tracks more than just your Jewish ancestry, you know. But I can see how it was built on, you know, this has been built on an older model, Rob.
Yeah, it's definitely the final solution type thing, giving them technology that didn't have back then. It meant if they could have done that back then, it would really have been a horrible thing, wouldn't it? But it's almost like they could DNA target and make a weapon like that. Presentations I've seen around the internet, I believe it was from Caltech in 1995, a presentation was filmed by a scientist telling how he could target the fanatic gene, the religion gene in people anytime he wanted. And that technology was 25 years ago. They've taken leaps and bounds. And when you got computers that can analyze the entire populations of the Earth's DNA within a few days, you know, and if you have more of those, you could do it quicker. You could keep on the run. You can also keep swabbing people and see how your experiment's going with this RNA thing. So ultimate test subjects, as you keep testing these people, seeing what effect did it have on their genes, as this vaccine clearly said in what you read, that it will alter your genes. So that's another thing that I see this being used for, is human testing will be the only test that goes on in this, because they haven't done anything rigorous testing that even a normal vaccine that has, to me, proven to be caused much damage and but still considered safe. What could possibly go wrong with this? Is it almost makes me break into tears in advance. I'm going to watch a generation of old people all go away at once, and that's all their knowledge going away, all their love for the world, all their memories, and all their goodness values going all at once, while their pensions are pocketed, and while they're blamed on COVIDs and hospitals and homes getting rich off of the stipends for somebody dying or having a respirator or these other things, or for writing COVID on a death certificate to perpetuate this New World Order agenda of chip and track and trace and control. Jab, jab, jab. I'm sorry, I'm getting a bit wound up. Get off my high horse here. See, yeah, I see much more nefarious uses for the combination of the two Kraken programs, how they can be interspliced their data, then run new formulas for that computer to run. Because that computer, that's just one program it can run. I'm sure there's many other programs that thing is not dedicated to this one task. That's just one program.
And in relation to voter fraud and voter tracking, I can see how the two can be combined, Rob and V and Mike, and listeners, because what I'm seeing is, okay, so people are going to, after this voter fraud debacle comes out and everybody takes the red pill and awakens at once simultaneously to the magnitude of fraud that we have had not only in America, but in Germany and Australia and New Zealand and other cabal wannabe controlled countries, right? And I can see how this voter fraud scandal will cleave into people begging to be tracked by DNA so that their vote counts. So to say, I was the one that voted, I'm living, I'm not the dead person in the grave, like Biden got all these dead people to vote, right? I'm a living person, and my vote counts, and I want my vote counted, so I will go on the tracking so that my vote can count. See, this is how I see that tied in, you know, with what they're mapping, our iridology, our you know, our fingerprints, our DNA, you know, our susceptibilities to certain illnesses, weaknesses in certain genetic, you know, families. And I can see how they can knock selected targeted groups out. And this comes back to your theme, V, which is being a targeted individual. They can target whole communities now, as they have. You know, when we saw the smallpox vaccine rolled out in Africa and they injected the people with HIV, the same people that were given the smallpox vaccine when, you know, surprise, surprise, were the ones that came down with HIV. So, you know, it's a terrible way of genociding, but this is targeting. It's absolute targeting, and it's genetically specific thanks to this supercomputer. So I can see how the two weave in together, although they're two separate massive supercomputers, but they can be woven together, and that is terrifying. Over.
Well, the thing about it is, that's really terrifying, is that you're going to see the effects of all this research, but you're not going to be able to decisively pinpoint and say, ha-ha, because they're going to split this up in every way they can. For example, screwing with people's sexuality. You're going to see a big burst of people who want to change genders, you know, like this Alex Jones said, you know, turn the frogs gay. But that's something right there. They're going to target people who have more athletic genetics, you know, weaken them so they can't run away from police. They're going to target, you know, people are going to be basically cut off at the knees, every way, shape, and form, to control the population and to control the rate in which we give birth, if at all. And it's really bad, because just like Eilish said, some of these people are going to actually want this, because making your votes count, but also not being able to receive benefits or medical care, or, you know, there's going to be a lot that's going to come along with this vaccine, this whole false flag psyop put on humanity. It's going to be a lot to come with it. You're not going to be able to do anything unless you are affected by it. But I'm going to ask you guys, what if some kind of immunity just breaks this thing down, some sort of herd immunity, some sort, what if the virus in itself breaks down, because it is bioengineered, what if it just decides it just doesn't want to sustain itself anymore?
I don't know. It knows to stay away from your table at the pub if you've got six people, you know, but if you have seven, it comes and attacks you. There were no planes.
Wow. And
yeah,
something I want to tell you guys about, I have actually, I'm not sure if I mentioned it on the air yet, but I've been watching the show. I've had it on one of my external hard drives for over a decade. I finally got around to watching it, and it's called The Colony. Now, there's season one and two. I believe there's a third as well. I haven't watched it. But the second season revolves around people being put in, onto a compound and to survive like it's the end of the world, because the scenario is that there is a pandemic, okay, from a avian bird flu that spread around the world via aerosols.
Chemtrails. Chem bombs suck.
This came out in 2009, right after Katrina hit. So these people have been planning this. They literally put a reality TV show on the air and have people watch it. Like this could never happen. But hey, here, let's play with the idea, right? Boom.
Boom.
The programming.
It's predictive programming.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and they're doing it on Netflix and everything. You know, like those of you who are still subscribed to Netflix after Cuties came out, you will notice that there's a lot of predictive programming in those kind of, you know, pay-to-play subscription movie services that are around, Stan, whatever. I'm not promoting these guys. I'm just saying that, you know, we have zombie apocalypses. We have post-apocalyptic survival, you know, thrillers and things like that. These are all being implanted into the psyche to prepare us. There's a whole series on Netflix about preppers, you know, and so many truthers have gone into prepping, and that's all very worthy, and I support each and every one of you who are preparing right now, you know. But it's do you see the program rolling out? It's like we are the participants in a big movie with a script, and it's been pre-scripted there. And I found something today. Let me just find it in my photos. It was basically the agenda, like what's happening now. So basically, it starts with the virus that, you know, that is, you know, not too damaging, right? So the first phase is the common cold, mild flu symptoms at the most, media endorsement of mass paranoia and fear. Flawed testing system utilized. They knew this, which picks up any genetic material in the body, triggers a positive result. Remember what that African, I think it was Zimbabwe Prime Minister, tested a pawpaw and a goat and came back positive with COVID? Okay, inflation of COVID case numbers through changing of death certificates, double counting and classifying all deaths, including other diseases and natural causes, as COVID-19. This is all pre-written in the Rockefeller playbook, guys. Lockdown will condition us to life under draconian laws. See, it's conditioning us. And prevent protesters and identify public resistance. And we've seen this in the arrests during the protests. The second phase in which we are in now, the first phase will lead to compromised and frail immune systems through lack of food, social distancing, wearing masks, lack of contact with sunlight, and healthy bacteria. And here we are right now with the rollout of 5G. Exposure to 5G radiation will further attack the immune system. Thus, when people reemerge into society, more people will fall ill. This will be blamed on COVID-19, and this will all occur before the vaccination is ready to justify it. A longer and more potent lockdown will follow until everyone takes the vaccine. And then the third and final phase that I've got here in my little screenshot, if the majority of people...
Hold it for the other side of the break. Hold it for the other side of the break. We
okay,
have to go to commercial.
Back to...
Be right back, guys.
Yeah.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.